Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody here on this maybe a little cool but sunny Sabbath day. Well, in today's world, as we look around, as we see the news, it seems that evil is continually abounding. We see people doing evil, and they seem to be getting away with it. We hear of rich people that committed some crime and just pay a large sum of money and get out of prison and go away and don't have to pay the full penalty. Or maybe we also, another thing we hear of is a common thing is a business making money in an illegal or unethical fashion. It seems like they just keep making more money, and it seems like, hey, that looks like maybe that's the way to go. These are just a few examples of how we see evil that seems to be abounding and prospering in the world around us. And maybe at times, in a small way, we find ourselves thinking, that looks like it's working for them. Why am I, doing all these things that I'm trying to follow God, and it just doesn't seems like I'm being persecuted and having troubles and trials. You might find yourself kind of envying them in a way. Well, the Bible warns us not to fall into this trap of envying the wicked. If you will, turn over to Psalms chapter 73. Psalms 73, the author of this psalm, found himself thinking this way as well. We'll begin in verse 2. Of Psalm 73 and verse 2. And we'll be reading through verse 20. It says in verse 2, But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful, and I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pains in their death, but their strength is firm. Verse 5, they are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride serves as their necklace, and violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. Sounds like some people we see around in the world doing evil. Looks like they're getting fat. They are more and more... They have more than a heart could wish. Verse 8, they scoff and speak wickedly concerning the oppression, and they speak loftily. Verse 9, they set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return here, and the waters of a full cup are drained by them. Verse 11, these wicked people and their wicked ways, they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? They even question God and his knowledge. And still it seems like they're prospering at this time. Verse 12, behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain. I have washed my hands in innocent. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. Here the author is saying, I'm doing what I should be, what God tells me to be doing, and I'm getting troubles for it. It looks like they're doing what God tells them not to do. And they're having all kinds of good things, you would say. If you will, now go to verse 15. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have urged the generations of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. It was too painful for me to understand this injustice. But notice verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Surely you have set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation, as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with tares. As a dream when one awakens, so the Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. It's interesting here. One of the things we can see is, so things may seem that way, we have to keep it in proper perspective. That what their end is, where that leads to. We know that wickedness and sin leads to death. But also an interesting point here that is made, that if you're looking for answers or you don't understand things, the place to seek your answers is God. He has the answers. We need to go to Him and ask for understanding to those questions that don't make sense to us. Another thing we can learn from this passage is not to doubt God. Because when we're envying the wicked, we're kind of we're indirectly doubting God that He's going to bless, you know, that He says that His way really works. Proverbs 24, verse 1 says more about this topic. Proverbs 24, verse 1. Here it says, "Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their hearts devise violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking." Here we're warned not only to not envy them, but to stay away, to not want to desire to be with them, because when we know that we can be pulled down by them. It says, "Do not desire to be with them." That direction will pull you away from God. Proverbs 23 has more to say on this. Chapter 23 and verse 17 says, "Do not let your heart envy sinners. Be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day." Here we are given an instruction of what to be. Tells us to be zealous for the fear of the Lord. We should be respecting God. And in that respect, we should be listening to Him and following His instructions. Now for a little more on this, the final passage that we'll go to in this message today is in Psalms chapter 37. Psalms chapter 37. Makes this very clear. And beginning in verse 1. Psalms 37, verse 1. Says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb." Here we're given another instruction in verse 3. "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way," the evil prosper in their way, "do not fret because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, and those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall not be it shall be no more. You won't find it. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. That sounds pretty good, abundance of peace. Verse 12, the wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him and he sees that his day is coming. I think you get the gist there. Remember that we know the outcome of the wicked. We know where wicked leads. Also, we're told not to fret because of evil men. It only causes harm. But we're also instructed to trust in God in this passage. It's another thing we're instructed to do instead of envying. It's to trust in God. If you will, to wrap this up, if you drop down to verses in the same chapter, to verse 38, and we'll read it through to 40. And we'll start in 37. Verse 37 of Psalms 37. That's easy to remember. Psalms 37, 37. It says, mark the blameless man and observe the upright. For the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. There's no future in being wicked, you could say. Verse 39. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Because, notice, they trust in him. So, brethren, the next time you may see an evil person prospering and it looks like it might be enticing to follow them, to go that way, let us not envy them, but instead, let us place our trust in God and be zealous for him.